This is The Take, and joining us this morning is Christina Muehlberger with her take on Father's Day.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so glad you've thought to invite an expert on, you know, a very recent stepmom and an absentee daughter to talk about Father's Day, because I do have opinions and I want to share them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to start with something so political, but I do have to say, I personally think Father's Day should be canceled. Until a kid is at least 8. Now,
okay.
Hear me out. Until the kid is old enough, Mother's Day and Father's Day just essentially cancel each other out. Like, last year, I spent hours on hours crafting a Why I Love My Dada book while a 3-year-old watched and ate glue. And I love my partner, but he is not my daddy. So I do ask parents and listeners out there to please, please sign my change.org petition. Ain't no Father's Day until they can just do it. Legally, I am required to note that this petition is in no way sponsored by Nike. Now, because I am a professional, I did Google Father's Day gifts before coming on the show.
Perfect.
Because I realized I actually haven't bought my dad a gift in years. When I was growing up, he always just said, "All I want is for you to be happy. That is the greatest gift of all for a father," which is so sweet, right? So now, each Father's Day, I just let him look at my very curated Instagram account to show him how happy I am. Or at least how happy I appear to be on social media. Now, okay. But I did Google it, and Google says some of the top gift ideas for dads are golf clubs, a tool organizer, a new mountain bike, okay, money bags, or a guidebook of local hikes. Now, is it just me, or are a lot of these gifts just helping dads spend more time out of the house? Like, it just seems like Father's Day gifts are just a bit more permanent than what we give moms on Mother's Day. A nice brunch, some flowers, maybe a gift card to the spa. Moms are essentially getting a fleeting, time-sensitive break, while dads are getting a one-way ticket to permanent freedom. Why have a man cave when they could just have a separate house, you know? And I think, not to get political again, but I think it all comes back to the lower expectations society has for fathers. And I think the greatest gift we can give dads, better than Bud Light or anything in the Canadian Tire catalog, is to recognize that dads are equal parents. Think of the things society could do with the energy we currently use cheering on dads who are meeting the bare minimum. Oh, Carol, look, he's carrying the baby even though the mom is right there.
Yes.
Look at that dad. He just remembered to put sunscreen on his daughter. Oh my word. Did he just bandage up his son's wound? Instead of leaving him to bleed out on the sidewalk and yell, "It's called masculinity." What a gosh darn hero that dad is. I say no more. On June 20th, let's come together, distanced, and burn those dad-proof onesies that say, "Head here, arms here," with arrows. Like they are bras in the 1970s. And let's free our confidence that dads know the anatomy of a human baby as well as a mom. Who is with me, people?
Yes.
Woo! Thank you. I think there's an energy behind this. But I don't want to end on such a political note. So to end, I would like to give my own gift to all the amazing dads out there. In honor of you, I did write a few original dad jokes that you can use and claim to be your own.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Why does Michael Jordan find COVID easier to deal with?
Why?
He's never been allowed to travel. What does a beer-loving dad do with his kids?
Whoa, oh, what?
Hopped scotch.
Oh.
This one's 99% sure I've plagiarized. What do a flying cow and a poker game have in common?
What do they have in common?
High stakes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, maybe plagiarized. Maybe
that one. How many dads does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Oh.
Just one, but it'll take half the day because he wants an excuse to be alone. And lastly, why did the golfer leave his wife?
Why?
Oh, why?
He already had one bad driver in his life.
Whoa.
That one does hurt to say, I will say. I'm proud of my joke writing, not proud of myself in that.
That is Christina Muehlberger and her take on Father's Day.